Today, another topsy-turvy week for markets as risks abound. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, with the latest post covering finance and property news. This is our weekly market update, where we start in the US, cross to Europe and Asia, and end in Australia, and we cover commodities and crypto along the way. Markets were once again all over the place through the week, as Wall Street on Thursday put in a mixed finish, and there was a slide in Tesla and chip stocks, but it was countered by a soft jobs report for June that dented Federal Reserve rate hike expectations. Yet, despite the conflicting trading, US stocks ended the holiday shortened week with gains ahead of the Independence Day weekend. The benchmark S&P 500 shed 0.1% to end at 7,483, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite declined 0.8% to close at 25,832, and the blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average surged 1.1% to settle at a record 52,900.07 points. All of this signaling a rotation from tech to mainstream. For the week, the S&P added 1.7%, the NASDAQ advanced 2.1%, and the Dow climbed 2%. Tech shares, and especially semiconductors, have propelled the market's gains in the past few months, with the benchmark S&P 500 rising 14.9% in the second quarter that ended on Tuesday last. That's the best quarter since 2020. And globally too, markets ended the week stronger, with the MSCI All Countries Index up 0.45% on Friday, while the European Stoxx 600 was up 0.68% and 2.66% for the week. But the tech-heavy and haunted Asian markets were down, with the MSCI All Countries ex-Japan dropping 2.5% for the week. Again, another signal of a potential rotation from tech to other sectors. Despite the short US week, the US economic calendar grabbed a chunk of attention as a host of labour market indicators impacted the outlook for monetary policy. On Tuesday, US job openings for May surged to a two-year high. On Wednesday, there was a mixed bag as Challenger, Gray and Christmas data showed a cooling in US layoffs in June, but ADP's gauge of private employment for the same month slipped. And the calendar culminated on Thursday's highly anticipated jobs report. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the US added 57,000 non-farm payrolls in June. That's a lower number than consensus of 114,000. And it deaccelerated from May's downwardly revised reading of 129,000. Employment trended up in professional and business services, social assistance, and largely healthcare, while jobs declined in leisure and hospitality, flagging potentially productivity falls ahead. Incorporating June's numbers, the three-month average for payrolls now stands at around 111,000, pointing to an overall resilient jobs market, and the BLS also said the US unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2% in June after plateauing at 4.3% over the past 3 months. Now, such a tepid June jobs report offered relief for US equities, such as investors who had begun to worry that excessive labour market strength might force the Federal Reserve to turn more hawkish in its fight against inflation, which would hobble high-flying tech stocks that have been driving this year's rally. But this doesn't mean the fear of inflation is over, and these numbers plus revisions are, well, frankly, very volatile. It may take the pressure off the Fed to raise rates, but only in the short term. Bearing in mind also Warsh's renewed affirmation this week that their 2% inflation target is real. Recent volatility was driven by rate rise fears, putting pressure on tech stocks as they seek to invest big in AI. And the Fed funds futures late on Thursday suggested roughly even odds that the central bank will raise rates by its September meeting. Despite the modest pullback in market expectations for a rate hike this year, there is still a gap between that pricing and the view of many economists who believe the Fed will not hike rates this year. That suggests there is room for further repricing, and actually, momentum and earnings expectations appear to be bigger drivers for the stock market compared with economic data. After a strong first quarter earnings season for the S&P 500 companies, investors will be looking to see if second quarter results in the coming weeks can continue to support such lofty valuations, with the S&P 500 companies expected to increase second quarter earnings by more than 24%. That's at least according to LSEG. Still, if market expectations for a rate cut fade further, that would provide a further incremental positive for stocks. Higher interest rates, on the other hand, can pressure equities by raising borrowing costs for consumers and companies and by translating into higher bond yields, making bonds potentially more attractive than stocks. Actually, Walsh reiterated that message at a central banking forum in Portugal on Wednesday, but also noted that inflation risks had come down. Price pressures over the past few months were surging as oil prices had spiked due to the US-Israeli assault on Iran at the start of the end of February. But crude benchmarks have rapidly slid since the middle of June after Washington and Tehran inked an interim peace deal, well, an agreement to talk about talks at least, that reopened the critical Strait of Hormuz. Both sides held indirect talks on a permanent deal in Qatar this week. And according to CBS News, the next meetings between the US and Iranian diplomats will be scheduled at the earliest possible time following funeral commemorations for Iran's former supreme leader, who was killed by strikes at the beginning of the war. And Brent crude was last at $72.10, although peace negotiations are still flaccid, frankly, and tanker movements remain well down on pre-war levels. The CBOE Volatility Index, which measures the implied volatility of S&P 500 options, was down 2.71% to 1614. Gold futures for August delivery was up 1.32% to $4,187 a troy ounce, and the US dollar was up 0.49% to 1.1438, while the US dollar Japanese yen fell 0.91% to 161.31, and the US dollar's future index was down 0.52% at 100.88. And the benchmark 10-year US Treasury was at 4.487%, while the 2-year stood at 4.137%. European shares extended their record-breaking rally on Thursday, buoyed by signs of a cooling US labour market that prompted investors to scale back expectations of an imminent interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve, and that continued on Friday. The pan-European Stoxx 600 index rose 0.68%, trading at all-time highs after closing at an earlier record high on Wednesday too. Major regional indices track the broader optimism. Germany's DAX advanced 0.8% to a record high. France's CAC 40 was up 0.2%. And in London, the commodity-heavy FTSE was up 0.25%. Among individual stocks, Pirelli gained 2% after reports of stake interest from Czech businesses, and Plexi gained 4% after posting a smaller-than-expected drop in organic sales in the third quarter. On Auto One Group rose 2% after JP Morgan added the stock to its positive catalyst watch. The softer-than-expected US payroll data did provide critical relief to European equities, which have recently been weighed down by fears that prolonged transatlantic monetary tightening could choke off regional economic growth. For Europe, a less hawkish Federal Reserve diffuses upward pressure on global borrowing costs and prevents capital from fleeing the Eurozone in search of higher yield yields, and also grants the European Central Bank wider latitude to manage its own domestic policy transition. The rally in Europe was further underpinned by reassuring rhetoric from the European Central Bank's annual forum in Sintra, Portugal, alongside fresh macroeconomic data pointed to a stabilising domestic economy. You can see my earlier post on that conference. A closely watched survey showed on Friday that the Eurozone services industry contracted at a slower pace in June, breaking a two-month streak of sharp declines, and crucially for equity markets, cost pressures within the sector fell at the sharpest rate on record outside of pandemic-era lockdowns, providing clear evidence that core inflation bottlenecks are loosening at least a bit. The data complemented recent comments from ECB President Christine Lagarde, who signalled that the risks surrounding Eurozone inflation and economic growth are becoming more broadly balanced. The combined commentary and data offered a welcome dovish counterweight to market anxieties that lingered after the ECB delivered a 25 basis point rate hike just last month. Broader market optimism was also heavily reinforced by tangible progress in the US-Iran peace talks, but note that some European leaders have begun to believe that they will have to pay fees to Iran and Oman in order for ships to traverse the Strait of Hormuz. That's according to Bloomberg News. Bloomberg added that some Gulf Arab officials are of the same view, that some type of service fee will be imposed to use the vital waterway, although this is not the formal position of their governments. Still, it remains unclear what type or amount of fees countries will be willing to accept, Bloomberg noted, saying that worries have swirled around what the charges would imply for international maritime law. So while the geopolitical breakthrough helped drag oil prices back down towards pre-war levels and allowed global shipping traffic to begin normalizing, removing a significant inflation bottleneck for European corporate supply chains, risks remain. All up, European equities are benefiting from a renewed appetite for diversification as lower oil prices and progress on German reforms revive optimism, Barclays said in the note on Friday. The broker's European equity strategy team said equity market performance has been heavily influenced by the path of Federal Reserve policy and a narrow group of mega-cap semiconductor stocks. But on Europe, Barclays said, European equities continue to reach new highs as market breadth broadens, aided by lower oil prices and subdued technology sector performance. Economic surprise indices have begun to inflect higher, they said, narrowing the gap with the US and feeding into improving earnings revisions across the region. Still, real money participation has remained limited, they said, citing dollar strength, competitive concerns, and a perceived lack of structural reform momentum that have kept long-only investors on the sidelines while the US exceptionalism trade dominates. And Barclays points to Germany's ruling coalition, which this week announced a broad package of tax, labour and pension reforms, while implementation of an infrastructure and a defence stimulus programme continues despite concerns over spending efficiency. Over in Asia, Asian equities rallied on Friday as a softer-than-expected US jobs report revived expectations for Federal Reserve rate cuts later in the year, prompting investors to buy back beaten-down technology shares while easing Middle East tensions further lifted risk appetite. The recovery followed a turbulent week for global semiconductor stocks after concerns over AI infrastructure spending sparked heavy profit-taking. Investors returned to high-quality chipmakers on Friday, judging the recent sell-off to be excessive, even as questions linger over whether massive AI-related capital expenditure can actually generate sufficient long-term returns. The KOSPI surged 5.8%, recovering a large portion of the previous two sessions' losses, although the benchmark remained down roughly 6.5% for the week. Technology heavyweights attracted renewed buying, and investors selectively rebuilt positions following this week's sharp correction. Samsung Electronics jumped 6.5% and SK Hynix gained 4.2%, although the pair remained down 10.2% and 15.4% respectively for the week. The recovery spread across Asia's semiconductor supply chain. Japan's TOPIX climbed 1.2% as exporters and technology suppliers rebounded. Memory chipmaker Kyax Holdings Corporation and RAM Limited and Sumitomo Chemicals led gains on the benchmark after this week's sharp AI-driven sell-off. Japan's Nikkei 225 advanced 1.5%. Chinese equities also recovered after suffering their steepest two-day decline in weeks, with the CSI 300 up 0.6% and the Shanghai Composite adding 0.4%, while the Hang Seng in Hong Kong rose 1.3%, extending its weekly gain to roughly 3.2% as technology shares remained among the markets most actively traded. In China, the private Caixin Ratings Dog Services PMI remained in expansionary territory for June, while export orders grew at their fastest pace in 20 months, as strong domestic and overseas demand kept the sector squarely in expansion for more than 3 years. The index fell to 54.1% in June from 54.4% in the prior month, but beat expectations of 53% and a reading above 50 indicates growth, with the services index having remained in growth territory since January 2023. New business increased in both domestic and international orders, growing, the survey showed. And services exports in particular grew at their fastest pace since October 2024. Higher input costs amid supply disruptions stemming from the Middle East also saw companies raising their selling prices for the first time in 4 months. And elsewhere, shares of Tesla's Chinese suppliers rose on Friday after the electric vehicle maker clocked strong second quarter delivery figures, driving optimism over a potential recovery from 2 years of falling sales. Auto parts suppliers Ningbong Yixing, Ningbong Tubo, and Zhejiang Sahu rose between 5 and 9% in mainland China trade. And Tesla delivered a record 480,126 vehicles in the June quarter, aided by strong sales in Europe and marginal growth in China. Tesla was last at $393.45. The company introduced a host of lower-cost variants of its best-selling Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, which helped underpin sales, especially amid rising global fuel prices. And a refreshed Model Y also boosted overall sales of China-made vehicles, underlying China's role as a major production and sales hub for the electric vehicle maker. Actually, according to ANZ, inflation is also expected to remain broadly stable in China and Taiwan, while easing only marginally in the Philippines, giving investors fresh insight into the region's policy outlook after a week dominated by global technology sentiment. And India's Nifty 50 rose 0.89% for the week, but is still down more than 7% year to date. In Australia, Australian shares led by gold miners surged after weaker than expected US jobs data prompted investors to scale back bets of further Federal Reserve interest rate increases. The ASX 200 rose 1.4% to 8,844, with 10 of the 11 sectors advancing. The benchmark rose 0.9% for the week. Gold's climb lifted ASX listed producers on Friday. Newmont rallied 5%. $240.17. Northern Star was up 11.8% to $20.16, and Catalyst Minerals rose 19.2% to $6.09. Healthcare also rallied, with CSL up 3.5% to $121.81. That's the best since the middle of May, while Cochlear firmed 3.8% to $124.96, and ResMed jumped by 4% to $30.50. Banks were mixed, with Commonwealth Bank up 2.4%. $265.02 after it axed 170 jobs in its technology division. ANZ rose 1.4% to $35.26. Westpac was up 0.7% to $35.69. And National Australia Bank up 0.4% to $38.57. And Macquarie was at $251.65. Utilities were the weakest sector for the second consecutive day, with Origin down 1.2% to $10.36. And Meridian Energy dropped 0.6% to $4.71. In company news, ASX Limited dropped 1.4% to $51.52. The federal court has ordered it to pay around $23 million in penalties and costs after the exchange operator admitted to making misleading statements about a bungled technology upgrade. Suncor fell 3.7% to $18.63 after the insurance giant warned of lower growth in gross written premiums as it secured a five-year reinsurance program and locked in cover for catastrophes and natural hazards. PEXA tumbled 21.3% to a record low of $8.54 after the New South Wales price regulator recommended a 20% cut to its allowable revenue, prompting the company to push for any fee reductions to be phased in over 4 years. Fortescue slid 3.2% to $18.36 after Bloomberg reported China's state-backed buyer of iron ore signaled that it planned to restrict some of the miners' inventories. And Genesis Minerals jumped 16.7% to $6.29 after producing 70,767 ounces of gold in the June quarter, taking the total for 25-26 to 285,400 ounces. The Aussie was at 69.38 US cents and 52 UK pence, and the 2-year bond was at 4.487% and was still higher across the week. In crypto, Bitcoin rose above 62,000 US on Friday for a weekly gain after that soft US jobs data eased fears of a near-term Federal Reserve interest rate hike. That, of course, means lower borrowing costs, which typically supports risk-sensitive assets, such as cryptocurrencies, by improving liquidity conditions. A return to net inflows into exchange-traded funds helped to stabilize the market sentiment too. According to Soso Value, US spot Bitcoin ETFs recorded net inflows of $221.7 million on July the 2nd, ending a string of 10 consecutive sessions of withdrawals. The world's largest cryptocurrency last traded 1.3% higher at 62,518, extending a rebound from this week's 21-month low under 58,000 US. Bitcoin lost more than 30%, of course, during the first half of 2026. That's its weakest six-month performance in years due to weakening institutional demand. And most altcoins rose in broad-based buying on Friday. World number two crypto Ethereum jumped 4.3% to $1,761. And world number three crypto XRP rose 1.2% to 1.1415. So ahead, we're going to see more volatility, more questions about whether the tech sector is overdone or not. And of course, those fears of higher interest rates really haven't gone away, even if the timing is changing. And locally in Australia, we still expect higher interest rates ahead, which means more pressure on households. I'll cover that tomorrow in more detail. Standing back, expect more volatility and uncertainty. Markets are still overvalued. We're still in bubble territory. Corrections are still, frankly, likely. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.